Welcome, everyone, to Behind the Backstretch, a podcast brought to you by the Backside Learning Center, a nonprofit organization based on the backside of Churchill Downs Racetrack in Louisville, Kentucky. I am your host, Andrew Crum, and I am excited to be back. We have not had an episode since Derby Week, but we are now back with a new episode. And with this episode, we are actually going to be talking about a subject that we have not touched upon in previous podcasts. You know, in previous podcasts, we have talked about the programs that we provide to racetrack workers, the adults that are here working on the backside. We have talked about the youth programming that we have provided to younger children of backside workers, but we haven't really put a focus on the teen children of backside workers. So for this episode, we will be focusing on our teen support group, Creciendo Juntos, which is Spanish for growing up together. It began last year, mostly as a therapy group, but has grown into something much larger. So first, I will be talking with Elena Tarullo, who is our youth and family case coordinator here at the Backside Learning Center, who has a pretty big role in Creciendo Juntos. And I will talk to her about, you know, how she started with the BLC, her current role, her role in Creciendo Juntos, and what has connected her with that role specifically. And then we get to talk to two members of Creciendo Juntos, Jessica and Sharon, as they talk about Creciendo Juntos and what it is, what kind of roles and leadership opportunities that they've gained, what they have planned in the near future, and what being in the group means to them. I am very excited for you all to get to hear about this incredible teen group and, you know, some of the work and the incredible plans that they have going forward. So, without further ado, here is Youth and Family Case Coordinator, Elena Tarullo. Elena, how are you today?
Hello, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You were saying before the podcast that, you know, it's been kind of a short day, but a long day. So it's kind of the same thing for me. It's a Monday.
It can be like that on Mondays.
It can be like that. So if you just want to introduce yourself, you know, what is your name and what your position is at the BLC?
Yeah, my name is Elena Tarullo. I'm a youth and family case coordinator. Do you want me to explain what that means?
Sure. Might as well.
Might as well while I'm here. So I'm a youth and family case coordinator. Basically, I'm a caseworker for our clients that are school aged. I help take care of whatever their family needs and whatever the students need to succeed in school.
Awesome. And, you know, before you started working, you actually were involved with the BLC in a smaller capacity. Could you just kind of explain how you initially got involved here at the BLC?
Yeah, so I was an intern starting August 2022. I went to Bellarmine University, and I heard about this place from a friend who used to volunteer here, and I wanted some more Spanish immersion for my Spanish degree, and so here I am.
Awesome. And what was your internship like, you know, what you were doing, and what made you want to, I guess, stay here and apply for a job?
Yeah, my internship was great. I did a lot of different things, kind of like how I do now. Every day is different. I worked at our welcome desk, just greeting clients when they come in, helping them with whatever their needs are for that day. But then a big part of my internship was also helping out with Creciendo Juntos. And that was the first time that I really got involved with that group. I think that working with Creciendo Juntos actually changed my career trajectory because it was the first time I'd really, it wasn't the first time I'd ever worked with kids before. I've worked with kids before, but I think it was really eye-opening just the change that kids can make, and it really made me feel like this is somewhere that big change is happening and I want to be a part of it.
Absolutely, that's awesome. And so, and I'll ask about Creciendo Juntos a little bit more in depth in a second. You know, how has your position been so far in your first, you know, almost half a year as a member of the BLC?
It's been great. It's been a roller coaster. I feel like my job can change, like, by the day sometimes, just depending on what the needs of my clients are and what the needs of the community are. I've learned some really fantastic skills. I've had a great opportunity to grow, not only, like, as a caseworker, but just also as a person. I like to say I have a really beautiful job.
That's a great way of putting it. So, as you were talking about Creciendo Juntos, What is your current role with that group?
So I guess what we like to call ourselves are adult allies. You could call ourselves the leader of the group, but that's not really what we are. We're there to be allies to the group members, not to tell them what to do, but to help them achieve what they want to achieve.
Yeah, and we're going to have the kids kind of talk about it shortly, but can you explain, you know, what they do in a sentence or two, and I guess how you support them?
Yeah, so I guess in order to explain that, we have to also talk about the beginnings of the group. It started off as a mental health support group or a mental health therapy group. But now I like to say that it is a group, a youth-led group that focuses on social change within the Backside community, but also focuses on building soft skills and socio-emotional skills, as well as leadership skills are a really strong focus.
That's awesome. And how has it been working with this group since you started this winter? You know, have you seen growth? And what do you hope for with this group when they get together, you know, in the, like, kind of in a future sense, I guess?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I mean, like I said, I started my internship and started working with Creciendo Juntos in August of last year, and then I became an employee of January of this year. And the amount of growth that I've seen like in that period of time has been wild. Just getting to know each of the kids when we first started meeting, or when I first was introduced into the group, so many of them just wouldn't talk to each other or wouldn't even really talk to me. And now sometimes we have a hard time getting them to focus and stop talking, which sometimes is I don't like to view that as a problem, but an asset, because that means they're communicating and creating ideas. So I've seen so much growth just within each kid personally. And I've just seen a lot of And as I said, I feel like I've grown so much doing this job. I see the same thing in all of the kids. I've seen so many skills that they're building, just them maturing and exploring new things, the power they hold as a group. It's been an amazing thing to watch. As for the future, I just hope they like continue building those skills. I really think that they can achieve some great things. Just recently, we had a career day where we brought in some professionals from the community, especially like some Hispanic Latino role models. And I was really surprised just how interested and engaged they were. And I really can see so many of them growing up to do great things and really impact their communities.
Yeah, and they're going to talk a little bit more about their project that they have coming up. Can you just kind of like describe this a little bit of what that is in just like a sentence or two?
So our one of our main goals for this group is to enact social change. The way they've chosen to do that is through the lens of human trafficking, because it's a problem that affects this community and even the kids within the group one way or another. So what they've decided to do, we're still working out what exactly our plan is, but I know they'd like to do a podcast themselves and also just take kind of like a survey or just a temperature check of the community itself. What does the community know about human trafficking? How are people affected by human trafficking? And I think that they really want to build some type of solution or create awareness based on the community with community input.
Absolutely. And it's been incredible, you know, to watch everything that you guys have been working on and seeing it grow into something that it really is enacting social change. So one final question I'll just add here at the end. Thank you so much, Elena, for joining again. Do you have any, you know, in your short period of time of working here so far, do you have any kind of moments that have, you know, stood out to you, whether it's as a caseworker or, you know, working in Creciendo Juntos?
Oh, that's a great question. There's so many, it's kind of hard to choose from. I would say one of my favorite things to see, and this isn't a specific moment, is just how the kids adapt to each other and learn to include each other. Whether that's like one kid's just having a bad day and everyone kind of rallies around them and tries to help them feel better, or maybe it's a kid with different abilities than they have and they really try to do a good job of including everyone, whether it's an adapted way or not. I think my favorite part of my job so far has been Creciendo Juntos and just getting to know these kids and just seeing how far they've come. And if there's one thing I can tell everyone is that kids are capable. Teenagers are capable. You just have to give them the chance. And that's the biggest thing I think that I've learned throughout all of this.
Awesome. That's amazing to hear. And it's so great that you guys are, you know, helping provide these opportunities for them to, you know, grow in leadership and different opportunities to get involved in the community. So thank you so much again, Elena, for joining. Really enjoyed listening to your insights, and we're just so happy to have you a part of the BLC team. So thank you so much again, Elena.
I really appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
Now joining the Behind the Backstretch podcast, we have two members of Crescendo Juntos, Jessica and Sharon. How are you guys today?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good too.
Is this not your first podcast that you've ever done before, or you've done some more in the past?
Well, we did one at YMCA Team Vibe. Well, I did one at least. Yeah. Sharon was watching me.
Yeah.
This is my first podcast.
Awesome, awesome. It's great to be making your debut with the Backside Learning Center. So for a couple of questions during this interview, Sharon will be speaking some parts in Spanish, and then Jessica will be helping translate some of those answers. But first, I'll just ask you to introduce yourselves. You know, what's your first name and what grade you guys are in?
So I am Jessica Alvarez, and I am an incoming freshman in high school.
I'm Sharon Munoz, and I'm coming freshman too.
Awesome. So jumping right into it, could somebody tell me about Crescendo Juntos, what it is, what you guys do? I guess just describe what you guys are about in, I guess, around 2 to 3 sentences.
Okay. We're Crescendo Juntos, as he said. We are a group of 14 teenagers, Hispanic, with like similar cultures, and we are working towards spreading awareness about human trafficking, and yeah, we're working as a team to do it, and we're about like 14, there's like about 14 of us, and yeah.
And with these participants in the group, you know, does everybody have a role? What are your different positions and the different responsibilities that come with those roles and jobs?
Okay. So I'm president, and we have a vice president, we have a photographer, we have the technology and music people, and we have a secretary. Not everybody has a role because there is a lot of us, and it's like difficult to come up with roles. And I think there's also like someone that keeps up with the time and stuff. But not all of us have a role, but most of us do.
That's awesome. And so your role is actually the president. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And what, I guess, comes with that role as being the president?
Well, my role is just, I guess, staying more on task, making sure like the participants stay on task and everybody's participating, and yeah, just helping around.
And Sharon, it is actually, we just found out you now actually work with us at the BLC. If you could tell us what you do and what you're going to be doing with the BLC.
Soy participante en el grupo de Creciendo Juntos, y ahora que trabajo en la escuelita.
Well, she's a participant in Creciendo Juntos, and she's now working with la escuelita.
Mi trabajo es hacer algunas listas para la comida que tendremos en nuestras juntas con el grupo.
One of her roles is making list of the food that we will be eating in our group.
Asignarle asientos a cada persona para las juntas.
Make assigned seats for everybody for our meetings.
Y hacer algunas listas para presentaciones.
And make some lists on presentations.
And when it comes to Crescendo Juntos, there's something about three phases, correct? If you guys could tell me a little bit about what those three phases are and I guess like how long you guys have been around.
So our first phase was a therapy group, and we started on like getting to know each other and like having like doing exercises for our mental health, and I guess just growing a bond with one another. Then there was the summer, and during the summer we were like researching different topics and seeing what we're there about, and we picked our topic. We went on like a lot of field trips together, and the last phase, which is where we are right now, hopefully not the last phase, we just invited like some new people. Sharon was one of the new people we invited, and we picked our topic, and now we're like starting to do our project of the year.
Awesome. So, and kind of building on that, you know, what is, I guess, Creciendo Juntos' plans for the fall? I guess not just the project, but, you know, what you guys have going on with creating a potential social media page and a podcast. So if you guys want to just tell us a little bit more about that as well.
Nuestros planes son hacer un proyecto para dar información a las personas.
Our plans are to make a project to get people information.
Hacer páginas sociales para compartir sobre nuestro proceso.
We are planning to make social media pages to share our process.
Estaremos haciendo páginas de una cuenta de Instagram y de Facebook.
Yeah, we're planning to do a Facebook page and an Instagram page.
Y también estaremos haciendo más podcasts para nuestro proyecto.
Yeah, we're actually planning to do podcasts, like 4 to 6.
Y todo esto es parte de nuestro proyecto.
Yeah, all of this is part of our project, and like at the end, like our main project that we're like that all of this is leading up to our main project, which is gonna be a dinner at, well, we don't know much yet, but it's gonna be a dinner with, and we're planning to invite the news to spread more news,
Inviting to the news to spread the news. I love that. I love that. So that's really cool to see how I feel like fast this is growing and how you guys have been able to, you know, turn this really into something official. You know, as you've said, you're the president. You're starting to work with the Backside Learning Center. How important is, you know, leadership to you guys in Creciendo Juntos and having that ability to, you know, be leaders?
Well, I feel like it's really important. Like at the beginning, it wasn't as important, but now, like as we're seeing the progress and like the process, we're like, this is going places. And well, I'm just proud to be a part of it because soon it's gonna be like a big thing, hopefully, and more people will know about it. And it's just great to be part of it.
La importancia de cada una de las personas en nuestro grupo es importante.
So, everybody's position in our group is as important as everybody's.
Como para tomar decisiones y que den ideas para lograr hacer muchas cosas.
Yeah, we all have to give our ideas and opinions to get to places we want to.
Kind of building on that, you know, what does it mean to not only just have leadership opportunity in Creciendo Juntos, but just being a member and a participant of Creciendo Juntos?
Being a member of Creciendo Juntos is actually really great. We have like a lot of friends and we're all friends. There's no bad vibes, and it's just like great to be a part of it because like it's just like a good time to spend, and yeah.
Ser un miembro del grupo de Creciendo Juntos se siente súper bien.
Being a member of Creciendo Juntos feels very good.
Porque si seguimos trabajando con esfuerzo podemos lograr ayudar a personas.
Because if we keep trying our hardest, we can get to helping people.
What is it like, another question, you know, what is it like working this closely with kids your age, with similar cultures and backgrounds as you, on, you know, on projects that I guess are, you know, affecting people that you know?
Se siente muy bien, ya que casi todos los miembros del grupo tenemos las mismas culturas.
Well, it feels good, especially because we're all from the same culture.
Porque todos compartimos como los mismos momentos, tanto como en el grupo, también afuera.
Because we all share the same moments, like in the group and outside the group. Well, I mean, I like it because I feel like we all get along. Like, sometimes we'll, like, even hang out outside the group because, like, yeah, we like going the same places as everybody, like most of the same places.
Awesome. And with this group and with the projects that you're working on, what kind of lasting impact do you guys hope to make, and what are some goals that you guys have?
Well, our main goal is to spread awareness to our community about Creciendo Juntos. We hope to at least get to a lot of people. And, like, we just hope everybody spreads awareness as much as we're spreading it after they hear what it's about.
Por mucho tiempo para lograr ayudar a algunas personas con información.
We hope that our lasting impact will get around to a lot of people so we can help people and give them information.
Y nuestra meta es que todas las personas logren saber la información por la cual estamos trabajando.
And we hope that all the people can get to know the information which we are working for right now.
And just a couple more questions. Thank you guys again for joining the podcast. Would you ask, you know, a lot of your different friends to join Creciendo Juntos? I know, Jessica, you said that you actually invited Sharon to join the group recently. So what's that been like?
Yeah, I invited Sharon to join because I just knew she would like it because, like, she was already friends with a lot of the members. So I was like, well, I feel like Sharon would be a good fit. And I would do it again because I just like seeing how, like, I invited Sharon and she's doing, like, big things too for the group, and she's actually helping us. So yeah, I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Sharon, what's it like being kind of a new member of Creciendo Juntos?
Me gustó mucho la idea de que Jessica me haya invitado para convivir y poder trabajar en muchas cosas.
She said she likes the idea of inviting other people, especially because she got invited by me.
Awesome. So if somebody was listening to this right now, that's your age, and what would you tell them, and like to try to get them to join Creciendo Juntos?
Well, I would just talk to them about my experience. Like, sometimes, well, what I thought at the beginning, like, I was just like, I kind of thought it was a lame group. I was just like, ah, that's lame, I don't want to go. But I kind of did it for my cousin and for my aunt, which is Merlin. But now I'm just like, I'm glad I did it because we're like actually doing big things and I actually get along with everybody in the group.
Lo invitaría para que se uniera para tener como buenas posibilidades de ayudar a las personas, ya que es, bueno, en mi opinión, es muy bien ayudar a las personas.
Yeah, I would tell them to join to help people because, in her opinion, it's really good to help other people.
And then I'll just have just one more question for you guys. So for everybody listening, not just, you know, people your age, you know, what would you want to tell them? And, you know, what are some ways that everybody can support Creciendo Juntos?
Well, yeah, we are starting right now and we're still like just in the beginning, but we would like everybody to like watch us post and actually read the stuff we're posting and like help us spread awareness. And I guess like just be there for when we post, maybe for the dinner we're having and all that.
Que nos ayuden como a ver toda nuestra información para que sepan sobre qué estamos haciendo.
Yeah, so they can help us to and see the information so they can see what we're doing.
Y compartirla para que muchas más personas vean.
Yeah, and share it so many other people can see.
Absolutely. So for all listeners out there, we will be making sure whenever they are starting their podcasts and their social media pages that we will be letting you guys know what the names of those pages are so you can follow along with their project and everything that they have going on in Creciendo Juntos. So I want to thank you guys once again for joining the podcast. It's been really awesome getting to hear everything that you guys are working on. So thank you guys again.
Thank you for having us.
All right, I want to thank you all for listening to this episode of Behind the Backstretch. I hope you enjoyed listening to Elena and Jessica and Sharon as they talked about Creciendo Juntos and all the exciting things that they have planned for the future. To keep on your radar, as they were mentioning, they will be creating their own Creciendo Juntos social media pages, so be on the lookout for those. We will probably be reposting them on our social media pages on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, etc. So make sure to be following the Backside Learning Center on all of those platforms. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's podcast, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.